mailbag, and my guests with an S, I have a list, so don't make fun of me, are Denise and Jeremy. So I'm going to have two guests this time. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
And if you notice a difference in sound, it's because we're recording this over Skype, because Denise and Jeremy are calling in from Tucson.
Yeah, we have a very cheap microphone, so sorry.
This is all, like, legitimately, like, duct tape and, like, string, so this is, like, barely together, which I hope. But I'm excited for this, because literally when I thought of this, you were one of the first, like, as a couple, I wanted to do this, like, this thing that we're doing now, like, a couple together, and my first thought was you two.
I'm a little scared.
Aww,
I don't know what's
going to... I'm a little touched.
Because I knew you guys would be entertaining. And I think I remember at some point in the conversation that Jeremy told me, you, Denise, you were deathly afraid, like, legitimate phobia of zombies.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only of, like, zombies, but also becoming a zombie. So when I die, I want to be cremated to avoid becoming a zombie.
Well, how did you get, like, is that a real phobia?
Oh, yeah. Like, I can't watch zombie movies. They're like flesh falling off and them eating people. It freaks me out. I can't handle it. And I've seen a lot of zombie movies, so it's kind of interesting, but I hate them. I can't watch them. Like, in anything. I hate them.
Like, I would ask you if you ever had, like, a bad experience with a zombie, but that's fucking ridiculous. So, like, how the hell did you get a zombie phobia?
I don't really know. I think maybe I watched too many zombie movies. I've had zombie dreams where, like, I've been trapped in an elevator and with zombies, and they've, like, started attacking me. So, yeah, I've, like, woken up in fear of zombies. So
were these, like, dreams in the past, or are these, like, you still have dreams where, like, zombies attack you in an elevator?
I think the last one I had was maybe, like, 5 or 6 months ago, something like that. Although I have weird dreams all the time, so it's really hard to keep track of them.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But that's still pretty recent.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. I don't know. Like, you don't hear people that are like, oh, man, the wolf man, like, fuck that guy, like, that scared the shit out of me. Like, you're not gonna...
I think you'll notice a very clear difference between the two of us.
yeah. So, to give it to some perspective, everybody else that I've interviewed has been in person, and it's been in Phoenix, so we've kind of, like, given backdrop of, like, the geographical scenario. So, like, give me a brief rundown of Tucson, like, where it is in the state, what kind of city it is, what the population's like, because I don't really know it that well.
All right, Tucson is a university town. It's kind of like Phoenix. We're, like, super south part of Arizona, right next to Mexico. Not a lot of vegetation. We do have mountains and things like that, like, you know, most places in Arizona have. But for the most part, it's really dry, kind of brittle desert area. I think we're, like, the second highest population in Arizona next to Phoenix. So it's not like we're, like, you know, deserted here, but, yeah. Because it's a, you know, university town, there's, of course, like, a lot of people, but they try to keep it, like, a small town vibe. So there's a ton of people, but we're all kind of spread out.
And it's a lot cooler there than it is in Phoenix. Well, not a lot, but it is cooler, right? Like, overall?
I think it's, like, 10 degrees lower than Phoenix, but not, like, a lot.
Okay. I mean, that makes a difference. And how close to Mexico? Like, can you, like, see Mexico from your house?
Like... If you drive for, like, 15 minutes from my house, like, you start seeing signs in kilometers.
Oh, so you are, like, right in...
Yeah, it's not far. Like, it's... I want to say I could get to Nogales in, like, an hour and a half.
Okay. So you're real close. And, like, Mexico is already, like... I feel like Mexico on, like, a normal day already looks like there's, like, a zombie apocalypse. So,
like... Well, we're not close to the, like... I don't know what you'd call them. Like, the areas where, like, immigrants try to get across. Like, that's more like Texas and stuff. Like, we're, like, the desert connection.
Okay. All right, well, then that's a good background. We'll just get started, and I know you guys have heard the show before, so I will just, like, give a brief rundown of the scenario, the rules, and all that other stuff.
Go for it.
So the world is as it is today. yada yada. The zombies that we're going to be dealing with are kind of magic zombies, so they're not 28 Days Later or like Wreck or like Quarantine zombies. Like, you have to shoot them in the head. If you don't shoot them in the head, they're going to keep coming. And they can be pretty rotting and still moving around. Sorry, Denise.
Denise's favorite. You're totally going to make it.
Oh,
I believe
God,
in you.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
And they're a combination of fast and slow zombies. So for 48 hours after infection, like, these things are hauling ass. After that, they're pretty slow and lumbering. The other thing is that whatever it is that's making people into zombies is, like, everybody's got it. So, like, there's no coming back from this. Like, this is the world as it is. If someone dies, doesn't matter if they fall off a building, they get shot, a zombie bites them, die of a heart attack. Unless, like, you take out their head, like, they're coming back. So, like I said, there's no coming back from this. Like, the zombie world is just, like, how it is from now on.
Hooray!
Right. If they bite you, do you turn into a zombie, or is it just like if anything else bites you?
So, that's a really good question, and I've actually been reading another zombie book that's really good, and it actually has, I like the way they described it, and so if the zombie's mouth is, like, full of, like, gross bacteria, so I'm totally lifting this from a book. It's called X-Heroes. So, like I said, everybody has this thing that makes zombies. So, and the zombie's mouth is like a Komodo dragon's mouth, where it's just like full of like gross like bacteria and diseases, and it's compounded. So, like, if the first person who had the zombie virus had Hep B and he bit someone, that person has Hep B plus whatever like they got already. So, but to this time, like, the zombies have, like, AIDS, they got super AIDS, they got monkey AIDS, they got all the hepatitises, I don't know what it is.
I think human bites are already supposed to be, like, pretty terrible for you. Like, aren't they worse than, like, if you get bit by a dog or something
but
like that?
But if they're feeding off of, like, everything else that's also been, so, like, has diseases, they're, like, 20 times worse than any human bite will be, so, okay.
So the bite is, like, so infectious that, like, the bite, if you get bit in your arm, like, you're probably going to die a few hours later just from the gross bacteria, and, like, you can't treat that, and then the zombie reincarnation thing just happens.
All right,
so we're clear on that. As with everything else, this is going to be just a normal day. It's a Tuesday. I'm sorry. It's a Tuesday at 2:00, and this is when the shit like pops off. So, where are you guys Tuesday at 2:00?
I think we're both at work, actually.
Both at work.
Do you work in the same place, or like where is this?
No, she works at the university, and I work like across town. Basically, we're probably a good like 15 to 20 minutes at least from each other.
Okay. So, you're separated 15, 20 minutes away from each other. How far are you from home? Like, is one closer than the other?
We're both about 10 minutes away, but the big caveat and the, like, worst problem here is that she drives a scooter.
Oh, no.
I mean, I have, yeah. I'm not prepared for the zombie apocalypse. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm a little more prepared now because, like, I've listened to previous episodes. So, like, I immediately know what I would want to do, but if I hadn't been listening, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have thought about it.
So, Denise is, like, if she realizes shit's bad and she starts bugging out, she's just, like, exposed on this scooter.
Well, I have a plan now.
Okay.
As far as Tuesday at 2.
Okay, so, alright, before we get to the plan, let's, like, prepare, like, bug out bags. And since there's two of you, you can have two bags. The idea is that, like, you have to be able to carry it. So, it's got to be big enough that, like, you can put stuff in, but you can't have, like, a shopping cart. So, I guess we'll start off with Jeremy. Jeremy, what's in your bag?
All right, so, I've actually, because like I said, I've been listening for a while, and I think, like, I, of course, want to have some kind of water purification. I actually think that, see, as far as weapons are concerned, I want to bring two things for each of us, because I feel like...
I have a question about the bug out bag. Is this like the bag I have at work that I'm going to grab on my way home, or is this the bag we use, like, this is it, this is our bag?
So, just for the, like, I change it up for different people. So your bags are at your house. So you've, like, prepared this. So you have them, and they're ready to go, but they're at your home. So you got to go home and get them first, but we'll get there.
All right. So my bag at home has, of course, water purification kit, two guns, like, two pistols, nines, whatever, two shotguns, two machetes, two bulletproof vests,
This is your bag. Like, your bag has this stuff in it?
Yes. That's but I have a plan for it. Okay. There's a plan because, like I said, I've heard earlier episodes, so it'll make sense. Trust me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But those, because, like, I know that people are like, oh, well, because it's silly to me when people are like, oh, I can't really handle a gun and, you know, I'm going to bring, like, a samurai sword or something. Like,
yeah,
the threat of a gun is way bigger than some dude at, like, a mile away with a, like, samurai sword, to me at least. Like, I will shoot that guy and take his sword and be fine.
Yeah, because we've talked about, like, the different threat levels, because obviously the zombies are a threat, but at the end it's going to come down to the people are the threat.
Yeah, I think I'm so, like, used to, like, because I do, like, similar things where I'll watch, like, The Walking Dead and things like that, and, like, the people kill more than anyone, so I'm more afraid of the people than the actual zombies.
So I'm actually really glad you brought that up, and I'm glad that no one else here who has said samurai sword is here, because the people that have said samurai sword are fucking idiots. They are.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, what are you doing? What? No, just. I want a machete not because I plan on killing things with it, but because you can sharpen it with a rock and then use it for anything.
So I think there's three people that have said samurai sword, and I know it's radio, so you can't see them, but these three people, like, I don't know if they could wield, like, a bat, let alone a samurai sword. Like, so, like, the first swing, and their legs are coming off. Like, they're just, like, they're gonna kill themselves with it.
I don't personally understand it, but, I mean, whatever. But that's basically it for my bag. I don't know if Denise has thought about hers.
I have. My bag, well, because we're obviously together, I would think we're sharing those things. My bag would probably contain, in addition to, I guess, what you have, would be, like, I don't know, rope, zip ties, a first aid kit.
Wait, what are the zip ties for? What are you doing with the zip ties?
Whatever I need to. Whether it's, like, tying somebody up, whoever gets in the house, you know, if we...
Multi-purpose.
Yeah, they're multi-purpose. Same thing with duct tape is kind of universal. People always say duct tape, although I feel like duct tape would probably be kind of whatever for us. I don't know, some sort of medical guide in case I needed to do a tourniquet or sew up Jeremy's leg or something.
Okay.
Alcohol. Multi-use.
That's good.
Multi-tool. Awesome. Did I ever say that?
Some sort of, like, a crank radio as well.
Yeah.
I would like a crank radio.
Right.
Okay. There's this theme in both your bags that tells me you two are going to, like, try to be the Bonnie and Clyde. Like, there's a lot of things, like, I need to tie up other people, I need to shoot other people, I need to duct tape other people. Like, there's a lot of, like, I'm out here to fuck up other people.
Well, there's really, like, two specific timelines for me. Like, one where we both make it, and, you know, we can be the Bonnie and Clyde. And then one where I go full-on Joel, and she doesn't make it, and I'm killing everyone with malice. So, really, I'm trying to prepare for both of these timelines.
So, all right, so let's get to it. Let's say it's 2 o'clock. The shit's going down. This is where you, like, start seeing those news reports. There's that oblivious, like, reporter who's in front of a burning building, and she's like, a man just bit someone's face off, and the cops are here, and then, like, something jumps out and grabs her, and you see that, and you're like, fuck this noise. So what's happening at that point?
All right. So I would immediately call her and tell her to stay where she is.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't get in your scooter and drive, like...
I mean, I could. I could outdrive a zombie.
I don't know if you can predict one, though. Like, say you get, like, in traffic, and one just... you know, shoulder tackles you off of it, like, that's game over.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it'd be better if you stayed.
Really? I'm so exposed where I am.
Yeah, but then I can,
such
like...
a populated area.
Well, because then I would haul ass to get to you. Because right. if we...
Good luck in that traffic.
It's true, but do you think you would do better, like, on your scooter driving towards the house? Like,
maybe. Depending on how early it is. Like, did this stuff just happen?
Is traffic, like, already, like, yeah. there's rollovers in the street and everything?
So, I say it's like the very beginning of Dawn of the Dead, where, like, she runs outside the house, and, like, stuff is starting to pop off. Like, you got the ambulance on fire. There's a couple people coming outside their house. So, like, this is a crucial time, because, like, in a couple of minutes, it's going to be, like, no one's getting anywhere. But, like, she could drive in the beginning of that movie for a little bit. So, you're at that point. So, I think, like... if you're quick and decisive, you can kind of beat some of the traffic for, like,
right.
a good
I think
traffic.
Being on a scooter gives me an advantage that I don't have to deal with, like...
You can kind of sidewalk
the
it.
...the kind of traffic bullshit. Yeah, I think it would be, I don't know, more efficient for me to try to get to the house.
All right.
Rather than wait for you to get to me and then us coming all the way back to the house. I'm just saying.
So I call her, we discuss this, and then we both haul ass to the house.
Okay.
Now, I want to do something extra... like, on the way to my house, this is like part of one of my timelines, because I've thought some of this out, right?
Okay.
So I want to call, like, we have some friends, we have a group of friends who live like a block from us, and have kind of a similar house to us. I want to call them and tell them to do the same thing that we're going to do. And
okay.
I don't know if you want me to get into it yet,
no,
but...
Go for it.
Alright, so my plan, this is my plan to survive the apocalypse, because you've seen our house. Our house is like, we live in kind of like... not like a ritzy neighborhood, but it's like, you know, a more kind of like, you know, higher value area. We don't live next to like the railroad tracks or anything like that.
It's a comfortable middle class area.
Yeah, it's not bad. So what I want to do is I want to take everything in the house, because we have like we have a Costco membership. So we have like, you know, the 40-pound bag of rice. We've got like all this stuff here at the house. So I want to take all that stuff and put it upstairs, fill everything that we can with water, put it upstairs, and then barricade the stairs.
Oh, so you're like, out. You're like, your thing is you're like Fortnite-ing it. You're like, I'm planting the flag in the sand and we're staying here.
Well, at least for the early part, because my reasoning behind this is that we get the fast zombies early on.
Yep.
Like, we have them and we should be okay if we can barricade it. And, like, because it's only the steps up there. There's no, like, extra way up there. There's nothing you can climb to get up to the second story. Like, I want to do all that. And then I have, like, because I have spray paint in the garage, I want to do, like, Walking Dead and paint, like, Dead Inside on the front of the house and just make it look ransacked. Like, make it look like people have already been here, people have already, like, gone through everything, and that it's just done.
Oh, so you're basically, like you're creating, not a trap, but, like, you want to make it look, you're fooling the people that would potentially come there.
Hopefully. Now, I obviously people will get desperate, but I feel like if they look at our place and the one next to it, they're going to be like, I'm going over there.
Right.
Okay.
So, the reason that I want to call my friends, because they seriously live, like, a block and a half away. It's my friend Josh, Derek, and Caleb.
Okay.
They have a very similar setup where they could block off the stairs. And hopefully, if they survive, we can somehow meet up with them later. But that's you know, a big if.
Okay, so a couple questions. So do you have, like, is there a way to get to the roof from the upstairs in your place? Like,
You can get up to the attic, but it's like a typical, like, square house. Like, you can get into the attic. Like, say if something did get up there, we could get into the attic, but, like, then we're just kind of, like, treed up there, you know?
So, yeah, do you have, like, a backup plan? Like, assuming that, like, there's just a mass of zombies, and, like, they just all press against your door, and it busts in, like, do you have a plan to get, like, for if you have to get out of that place, like, how are you getting out? Or are you not?
Around the back of the house, on the second floor, because we have, like, a patio that's covered,
mm-hmm.
there's a window that goes out onto that patio. So we could, like, easily jump down from there onto the ground and run.
So is there, like, a way to the backyard from the front, or not really?
There are, like, it's like a wooden gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not, like, I don't know, it's not, like, super fortified. There's only the one gate, but...
So, like, if the zombies are trying to get in, there's a good chance they didn't go to the backyard and the backyard's clear?
Exactly.
Okay. So my next question is, so your friends that are living a block away...
Yeah.
Are these people survivors? Like, are these people making it or not? Is there somebody, like, cracking? Like, by Denise's, like, reaction, I feel like there's some weak links over there in that chain.
not in like a like, I don't know, like prideful way, but I probably have the best chance of surviving out of all of my friends.
So
like, they're not like roughing it, you know, like they're not like at the gym, like, well, like one of them is like my friend Derek, I think he's in pretty good shape. Like if it came to like a running kind of thing, like I think he could get away, but like Josh and Caleb, I don't think would be able to outrun a zombie right now.
Okay. So, all right, let's say
it's true. I mean, I try to get him to go to the gym, you know,
just in case there's a zombie apocalypse,
right?
This could motivate him. So let's say that you've barricaded in this, and you're basically waiting. At the very least, you're waiting out like the really fast ones. However long that takes, that first like week, 2 weeks, for the fast ones to like kind of slow down or whatever.
Yeah, well, there's a few other things that I want to do too. Like we have like a broom. I want to like, you know, take the broom handle and kind of try to sharpen it so we can hopefully like, you know, jab some in the eyes if some zombies do come up the steps. I've thought about this. Yes. So I want to do that. I want to take every book in the house.
We have our machetes and our guns. I think we're going to be...
I don't want to shoot the guns because what fair, if, like, looters fair. Hear us killing zombies? Right. Like, I'd rather save the bullets and stab them.
Get them with the broom.
But I want to do that. I want to put all the books up there so that if we need to boil something because we have, like, all this rice, we can use the pages to do that. And then if we get bored, we can read.
Well, I have a question then. So, how long is it before, like, electricity goes out? Okay, like, water stops running?
So, I gave everybody the first 24 hours, you get phones. And I honestly feel like, in this, because it's not just, like, zombies, it's like, there's, like, mass hysteria.
Yeah.
So, like, people are crashing into power lines, so, like, at some point in that first day, your power's not working.
Okay.
And then the water is going too. Because just, like, you know what I mean? Like, people are smashing into fire hydrants, like... You know,
right. No one's at work turning on the power and making sure stuff's working.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Denise, while Jeremy has like barricaded himself in the, like, what are you doing in this time? Like, are you freaked the fuck out? Are you like, have you like Sarah Connored up and like now you got a dick and you're just like, oh.
I'm probably a little more prepared just because he's so prepared and we've like talked about this now before.
Because of this show, we weren't like those crazy people who were like, babe, we gotta come up with an apocalypse plan.
So basically what you're saying is,
right,
like,
so we've talked about it. I think I'd be a little more prepared. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I have like no upper body strength or stamina, so I feel like if it came down to it, like I tried my hardest obviously to survive the zombie apocalypse, but I'm not giving myself the best odds. I think Jeremy's probably my, like, I don't know, my greatest asset in this situation.
So, like, all right, so say it's that you know, it's in that those early couple days, and Jeremy's, like, he's running over the house, getting the house prepared, and he's like, you know, come on, babe, I need you to help me with this window. Are you, like crying, like, I can't.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, I'll help. I'm, yeah.
So she's not, like, rocking in the corner.
No, yeah.
But you are saying that, like, pre-Jeremy, you are dead as dead. Like...
My plan would have been very limited. Like, I would have tried to barricade myself in the house. I would have tried to, like, survive. But I think once, like, zombies got in the house, I could try to run. I'm not going to get very far.
I'm, like, throwing the couch on the steps.
Okay.
Like.
Yeah.
So, this reminds me, you guys have two dogs. Like, what happens with these dogs? Are you trying to bring them upstairs, or it's over for the dogs?
No, we'd probably bring them upstairs, but I would say if we ran out of food, they're probably the first things to go.
Are you eating the dogs?
Damn, I did not expect that.
I mean, I love my dogs, but if it's between, like, our dogs and dying, I'm not going to, like, or eating you, I'm not going to choose you over the dogs. I'd choose the dogs over you. So.
Okay.
But I don't think it would get to that. I don't think we'd be, like, stuck in the house.
Okay, so
I didn't eat the dogs,
let's flash forward a bit. Let's say it's been like 2 weeks. Like, most of the city, the people that are going to get affected in the city are infected. So, like, they're kind of slow now, and you're just because of like whatever wear and tear, or whatever, you can't really stay in the place anymore. Like, there's enough, like, I don't know, a car crashing the side of your house. It's just, you can't stay there for long, and you gotta get out of there. So, as you said, you get out the back. You got your bags with you. You try to meet up with your neighbors, and two, all but one has lived, because the other two are goners, apparently, so which one is that? What was his name again?
Wow.
Derek would probably survive. I think he would make it.
So you meet up with Derek, and it's the three of you. So, like, what are the three of you doing at this point?
Well, I know you've kind of talked about it before as far as like military and stuff, but I feel like even if they've like gone to dust, like the military installments are still going to be the safest place. And like just cuz they've got all the like, you know, all the protection, the fences, and we're right next to Davis Monthan Air Force Base. So I think that's where we would kind of try to like explore first.
So I think your thinking is right, but I feel like an Air Force base is not, because the thing is, wherever there's zombies, it's not safe. And like I feel in the first, like as soon as the ship pops off, there's going to be a lot of people that panic. I'm like, oh my god, let's go to the military base, it's safe. And like you're going to get a crazy that's like bitten in the arm and dying and just drives through the fence and then just all get in and it's a shit.
Well, it's definitely possible, but a big thing about Davis Monthan is that there's like an airplane graveyard. Okay. So I feel like the fact that it's deserted but can also offer some kind of shelter might be like a good place to shoot for and then kind of explore the Air Force base. Just because, again, like it's military, like, you know, there may be guns, there may be like MREs, like a whole bunch of things. Like, not that I'm worried about food in this first like time frame, but that's where I would want to start. Because, I mean, I know that we say that, like, the military would collapse, but I don't think it would. I think it would more become, like, martial law, and then they just sort of govern themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
So, at least I'm hoping.
So, yeah, so I think you're right. Like, if it's still standing, like, if nobody, like, if during the initial panic, like, someone didn't break down the fences and everybody got infected, then they've kind of, like, closed their walls and are just kind of, like, looking out for themselves, or like you say, martial law, like, very strict. Or
yeah.
That, or it's totally collapsed in that, like, that base has fallen, and then, yeah. But so you're
if that's the way it is, we just find what we can and then move on.
So are you gonna try to stay in the city? Are you heading? I mean, who would head to Mexico? But maybe who would?
No, definitely not. I actually have a friend, hoping that she survives, who like is one of those like survivalist people. Who took like she always tells me about like, oh, I took this class that, you know, teaches me how to skin deer and like I'm growing my own vegetables and all this different stuff. My friend Nicola actually, and like she lives in northern Arizona, like kind of south of Flagstaff a little bit.
Okay.
And I think I would try to head towards her.
Okay. So I'm assuming you're gonna like try to get a car, like steal a car somehow and drive up north.
Exactly, yeah. Either a car or, like, I don't know, bikes, something. I don't think, like gas would go bad that quickly, but I'm more concerned about, like, the traffic on the roads just because, like, there are parts where it's, like, only two lanes, you know?
Yeah. And I feel bad, too, because I know I told some people, like, gas goes bad in, like, a month or a week, and it, like, it takes, like, 3 to 6 months or something like that.
Yeah, like, we'll have gas for a while, and, like, as you know, I can use a map.
Yes.
So... I think we'd be able to find our way up there just fine without, like, GPS or anything.
So for a while, it's just, like, the three of you road-tripping it up there.
Hopefully. I mean, if we make it that far. I don't think that, like, during the early stages, food is really going to be a problem. I think, like, you know, we'll be able to find water, things like that pretty easily, hopefully.
Are there any people in... the Tucson area that, like, you might go looking for or wait for or, like, try to get in contact with? Or are you just like, hey, it's the three of us. We out.
Not really.
No,
it makes us sound like terrible people.
I know, but that's the problem. It's the same thing with family. Like, I wouldn't say, let's go to Washington and try to find my parents. It's like, yeah, I'm good. Like, I'll call and hopefully you're okay. But, I mean, in the end, you kind of have to go for it.
Yeah, if like our friends, like if Derek lived further away, like I would write him off. Okay. But the fact that like he's there, like I could jog to his place in like I don't know 15 minutes. Okay. Like that's the only reason that I'm like, all right, we can count on these people. We know them. We trust them.
Yeah.
Like tell them to like bend down the hatches and hopefully they'll survive.
So that's a good point too. So like you say you trust Derek and. Do you, like, explicitly trust him? Like, you don't think he's going to, like, drive off with the car and your food and guns in the middle of the night?
Yeah. If anyone is going to do, like, the fucked up kind of evil shit, it's going to be me.
Okay.
And I don't mean that, like, I'm going to betray them, but, like, I'm seriously going like full on Joel in like this apocalyptic world. Like if it comes down to like Denise needs to eat or I have to shoot like a couple and their kid, like sorry guys, you guys ain't making it. Like,
oh my gosh.
Dude, so
I don't condone this, for the record.
I wouldn't tell her about it. Okay. I would be like,
do it, babe. Do it. Kill him. I need that food.
Yeah.
Give me that hamburger.
So you're going to, like, you would kill another couple of your kids, which I'm not judging you for, because fuck them, you don't know them.
Yeah. No, like, I don't even care at this point. Like, because I'll rationalize it to myself. I'll be like, yeah, zombies would have got them tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is more humane. Like, I'm not pretending to be, like, you know, superhero in the afterlife, you know.
But you're not, like, you're not going to shoot them in front of her.
No, because I think that would, like, I think that would probably break her. Like, I'd feel guilty about it. I'm not going to, like, just, whatever, a couple dead jerks. Like, I would, of course, feel guilty about it. But, like, if it came down to, like, dire straits, like, all right, she, like, I don't know, if she had, like, an infection and they had, like, the only penicillin within, like, 3 miles, I'd be like, and they needed it to save, like, their 3-year-old. I'm like, sorry, baby, you ain't going to make it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Denise, like, if you had, like, I'm not, like, if you witnessed Jeremy kill a family for you, like, would that be it? Like, would that just break you? Or does that make it even, like, better? Like, oh, man, he's never been sexy.
That's so sexy. I can't believe that, baby. I don't know that it would break me. I would definitely, I don't know. I think all of this would probably change me in ways that I have no idea. But I feel like, I don't know, I guess desperate times. Like, I understand what he's saying. I'd probably do the same thing for him, but I feel like I'd maybe have a little more restraint, or maybe try to find different
options. She would shoot him in the leg, and then, like,
take the penicillin. Yeah.
Sorry about your baby, and walk off. I just ending at everything.
Are you, like, cold-shouldering him for a couple nights? Like, you're sleeping outside or something. Like, you're just like...
Probably. I'd probably give him the cold shoulder for, like, a night and be like, you shouldn't have done that. We need to, like, talk about this and you know, work through the next situation, but in reality, it is what it is. I mean, I needed the medicine, apparently.
So tell me this is wrong. So if you were just to happen to witness him murder people, you're gonna like, I can't believe you did that. I don't know who you are. And Jeremy's like, I did it for us, baby. Like, you don't understand what the world is like. And you're like, don't touch me. I don't know who you are. And then like maybe like a week later, you like crawl into like his sleeping bag and you fuck, and it's all forgiven.
It probably wouldn't even take a week. I'd probably feel bad for like an hour.
An hour? You're supposed to have a conscience. I'm the asshole. What
hey,
are you doing?
I'm sick. I need that penicillin. I can't be holding grudges at this point. No, I'd probably feel really bad. I'd probably say, you know, I can't believe you did that. But the fact that we're talking about this now, I obviously wouldn't think that it's a surprise.
I've got her prepped.
Yeah, I knew you were going to kill that child. I was ready for you to become this monster. It's okay.
So, all right, I'm going to push forward. I'm going to do a little bit dungeon mastery thing and set up a scenario. So you've made it up north to Nico, whatever her name is.
Nicholas. Like, yeah.
Bear Grylls girl.
And my crazy survivalist friend.
So on the way, you lost Josh, was his name? Like, Josh gone. Josh is gone. Oh, and it's even better because, like, you and Josh went, like, on a raid, and, like, only Jeremy came back, and, like, you suspected Jeremy killed him. It's like, nah, man.
No. You wouldn't. Would you?
But you never
know. Would you kill people we know, or just people we don't know?
What? I don't know what reason I would have to kill him. Like, can you give me a scenario where I have to murder him?
No, I'm just saying, nobody knows. Like, you would test that he got bitten. Maybe he got bitten for real. Denise doesn't know. Then you got into an argument a night before, and, like, you were kind of mad. So the seeds of dissent have been sold. All right, anyway. You get up to Nicola's, she had, like, a cabin or some shit, whatever. And she's, like, she's full-on survival woman. Like, this girl got her shit on lock. She's got a little potato garden. She's growing tomatoes. She's, like, raising chickens. She's eating.
She has this now. Like, we're talking about, like, you know, like, not later. Like, I can show you pictures of that she sent me. Like, yo, look at my tomatoes are coming out great. Like, all right, cool.
Okay, I was making this up. So she has this stuff. She's got her water. So her place is on lock. It's relatively secluded. There's not a lot of zombies. And you get there, and everything seems all right, but that bitch is fucking crazy. Like, her time up there alone has made her, like Tim Robbins' War of the Worlds kind of nuts. So, like, you're up there with her, but she's a little fucking crazy. Like, how long until you kill her and take her shit? Or do you try to, like, make it work with her?
The moment it comes to bodily harm, I'm putting her down.
So, okay.
Sorry, Nikola.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's just, like, if she's just, like, saying crazy stuff, you'll just, like, oh, what a, okay, huh, and just, like, kind of go on, as long as she doesn't, like, try to hurt you?
Well, like, she has a kid. I think he's, like, 3.
Kid's dead. That's what made her fucking crazy. Kid's fucking dead.
All right, well, if kid's fucking dead, like, I mean, I don't, I think if she was just, like, I don't know, like, if she turned, like, really bitchy and was like, you can't stay here, you gotta go, I'd be like, we're staying, and then if she tried to get violent, like, game over.
No.
I'm going full on Joel here, like, fuck the world, like, if Denise has the cure, I don't care, fuck
oh
you.
Like,
so, all right, that's interesting. So if the, all right, so if the kid is there, he's 3, that's a pretty young kid.
Yeah.
Like, is it, would you put them and the kid out if you thought they were a liability?
I wouldn't necessarily put them out, but I would definitely take away, like, all the weapons.
Okay.
And try and find a way to, like, I don't know, lock them up or something.
Okay. All right, Denise.
Like, I don't want to kill them. Like, I actually, I like her. I've known her since I was, like in high school, like, 15 plus years now. Like, I feel like I can trust her and that she wouldn't lose it that way. Like,
I don't know. You kill,
but, I mean, who knows?
You kill someone's kid and it's over.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay. So, your guys are up there. She's kind of bonkers, but it hasn't, like, come to it yet. Like, she hasn't, like, she says, like, crazy things. Like, she thinks she's talking to the mothership, or she thinks she's, like, her sock is her dead son, or whatever.
Like,
she hasn't actually, like, done anything nuts yet. Jeremy's outside, like, hunting, because, like, now you've grown the full beard, and you're out, like, stalking elk or whatever.
Well, hold on, because I grew up in South Carolina. I've been hunting, like, I, like, grew up planting a garden. Like, I'm not useless on this ranch with her.
Yeah,
like,
I'm saying you're not useless. You're out hunting. Like,
yeah,
I know
yeah.
You're out, like, legitimately, like, out hunting food. So back at the cabin is just Crazy Nikola and Denise. And Denise, mm-hmm. while you're there, you guys are preparing stuff, and she's going to start saying crazier and crazier shit. Like, just fucking crazier and crazier shit. And she reveals to you that she's got her dead zombie, like, son, like, underneath the floor, and she's been secretly feeding it food.
Oh.
Like, do you think, at that point, you could take out Nikola by yourself without Jeremy? Like, you realize, like, this bitch is going to get us all killed. Like, could you take someone out, another person out, on your own?
I wouldn't say yes, I could. I don't know that I would necessarily kill her. I'd kill the baby, that fucking zombie
you gotta kill her.
I gotta kill her?
Yeah, because, like, if you kill the zombie shit, then she's like, you killed my son, you crazy bitch. And then, like, no, you're crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, if she's coming after me, yeah, I'll kill her. I thought, like, I don't know, she told me about her zombie kid, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna kill you now. Well, but if she were coming after me, I don't think I'd have any problem killing her.
And the genesis of this question
is... Shocking, right? I'd need a gun. I don't have any upper body strength. I can't wield it.
You could stab her.
I think I could stab her. I guess that's true. She's not a zombie. I don't have to cut her head off or anything like that.
Not yet.
And I guess the genesis is...
But she would turn into a zombie if I just stabbed her, right? And she bled out, and then she turned into a zombie?
I mean, you could stab her in the skull right after, like, you stab her in the chest.
Screwdriver or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
The genesis of this is that Jeremy is out here doing what he's got to do. Like, you know what I mean? He has sold his soul. This man is, like... Now he's got, like, gray hairs and shit, because, like... You know what I mean? Like, he's been aged by this world. Like, are you taking part in this? Are, like, you helping him hold people up? Or are you, like back at the car or back at the cabin? Like, are Jeremy, is, like, she helping you in kind of this bad doing? Or...
I mean, I'm not, like, looking for people to screw over. Like, I feel like it's... We've got this, like, vibe now of just this bad couple. Like, it's not like that. It's just that, like, if it comes down to it, like, if we were, like... I don't know, driving along and we saw, like, 2 people running from, like, 6 zombies. Like, I would pull over and shoot the zombies, but I would not give those people a ride.
Okay.
That's
like,
fair.
Like, I'm not saying we're, like, looking for people to kill. Like, she doesn't have to help me go out and, like, rob people or whatever. Like, I'm not going to go raiding people. Because, like, the whole point of going up north is that we can be self-sufficient. So, like, I don't want to be, like, a raiding type, like, person. I don't want to join that group and have to push other people out. Like, you know, hopefully we can function as a group and survive together.
But I'm asking, like, if you were, like, not that you're actively going out looking for it, but if in your travels to get up north, you get in situations where, like, say you're raiding an old, like, Walmart, and while you're in there, like, a group of bad dudes go in there, and you're like, baby, I don't think we might have to start shooting dudes. Like, are you handing her the gun, or are you like, stay behind me, put on the...
Oh, I'm definitely handing her a gun. Like, at this point, I'm assuming that we have been bored enough that I've been, like, you know, either at, like, the airplane graveyard or sometime up north, I'm like, you gotta learn to shoot, babe. Let's go. Like...
So she's proficient in a weapon, like you guys. Are
hopefully, by that point, I mean.
This makes for
all that.
This is making for kind of a touching and like weirdly romantic thing, where like I don't know, in my voice, like you've grayed a lot and you've aged like quite a bit. And you're like teaching her the ways of like this new world. Like, you gotta learn how to shoot, babe. I'm not gonna be around forever. And you're out there, like, I don't know, popping off zombies. So. Right. You guys there?
What did you say?
Okay. So, you guys are up north, and you're... So, I mean, that's basically your plan. So, like, get up to this cabin with Nicola, as long as she's not crazy, or whatever, and try to just be, like, self-sufficient as long as you can.
Exactly.
So, while you're up there, and say it's working out with or without her, are you bringing children into this world? Because the thing about the apocalypse is it's boring. So, like, if it's me, like, I am rubbing them out all the time. Like, just fucking all the goddamn time. I ain't got no girlfriend. I don't have anybody else. You, like, I don't have any... If, like, because a lot of the apocalypse is, like, sitting around not doing fucking shit. You know what I mean? Like, Francis was the one smart person that was like, I'm bringing porn. Like,
well, that's why I said we'd bring the books upstairs for at least the first little bit of time.
Yeah, but we know what happens. Like, are you bringing children in the world? Or if she's like, man, I didn't get my thing today, are you like, you gotta go down the hill? Like, we're pushing you down the steps. Like, that's not right.
I think we'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
If she ended up getting pregnant. Like, I mean, I don't know the first thing about it, so hopefully one of these books that she packed has some know-how on way to feed children.
Yeah,
but,
it'd be rough, but.
I think in that case, though, like, our biggest ally would be the fact that, like, Nicola has a kid, and I'm sure she's fed that kid some sort of, like, crushed-up berries or some shit at some point. The kid looks fine, so...
Are you saying, like she's been... Has she been, like, breeding... Like, when you get there, the kid's, like, 6'8", and he's, like, 3, but she's been feeding him, like, bush root and, like, training him and stuff?
I don't know what she feeds the kid, but I'm sure it's all organic and healthy. Like, she's one of those, like, keep me off the grid and, you know, don't eat food from the normal store, like...
Has she not paid taxes in, like, 12 years?
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
Doesn't have a social?
I honestly would not be surprised.
So you touched on this a little bit, Jeremy. Like, in this world, if at any point Denise goes, like, how much longer do you go on?
Well, I don't think I would full-on, like, bullet walking off into the woods by myself. Like, I wouldn't commit suicide. I know I wouldn't do that. Just because I'm just, like, not that type of person
okay.
to, like, commit suicide, but I'm definitely becoming, like, some sort of black angel of death. like, at least for zombies, like, at that point I'm going full on, like, I don't know, Book of Eli, like, it's just me out here, like, with my catwax, like, running around, just killing whatever gets in my way and, I don't know, doing what I can before I die.
If she turned, do you take down Zombie Denise, or do you just let it go?
I would take it down. I would take it down and burn her, because I'd know that's what she wanted.
Okay. That's sweet. So...
Like, I don't think she, like... I wouldn't even let it get to that point. Like, if she died in front of me, like, I would immediately make sure to, like... I would do the, like, slow insert into the temple, like... like...
Aw, thanks, baby.
Aw, sweet. So, Denise, same question. If Jeremy goes, how long, like, what are you doing? Are you slow, like, you know, lonely walking into the woods with a bullet? Are you angel of death in it or something else? Like, what's happening?
No, I definitely wouldn't kill myself. I don't know what I would do. I guess it would depend on where I am at that time, but I'd probably just, I wouldn't be the angel of death. I wouldn't be out looking for trouble. I'd probably just try to survive on my own as long as I could. I'd probably, maybe is Derek still with us? Stick with Derek. I don't know, strength in numbers, something. If it's just me, I don't know. So I don't know what I would do. I try to survive as long as I could, I guess. Come up with my own system.
So you're crewing up with another group if you can? Like, if Jeremy's gone, you're trying to find others?
Probably. I doubt I would be able to do too much by myself, but yeah.
Okay.
Would you, my survivor, he's left me. He's died.
Would you be able to take down Zombie Jeremy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would
yeah. Why, I mean, like, I'm assuming something happened to him and he died. Like, it would be the same thing. I wouldn't, like, sit there and wait for him to turn before I killed him. Like, I would get rid of the idea of him even attempting to turn into a zombie.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want to see Jeremy as a zombie. That would be awful.
So, actually, okay. I don't think I've ever asked about somebody this. So, like, say Jeremy, you guys are out, and, like, Denise gets bit in the forearm. Are you chopping off her arm? Or, like, before it, like, spreads?
Probably. I think she would probably ask me to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
You would say take the arm?
Yeah, take the arm. I don't need the arm.
Okay.
I would hope we'd have stuff to, like, I don't know, help the process along, but yeah, take the arm.
Use that sword hand
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I don't give a shit, yeah.
get the moral machete
arm. I'm not like,
arm.
No, maybe we can salvage it. Yeah, there's no way. Just take the arm. It's
oh,
okay.
So this is not a hard decision. Like, this is, like, straight up, like, just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's, like, I think you guys got it, because you got the two of you, you got something to fight for, and you're, like, two lovers in this real fucked up world, and it's kind of romantic and kind of really creepy at the same time. Like, I could totally see like Jeremy coming back from, like, going to get food, and he's, like, covered in, like black zombie blood and a little bit of red, like, other, like, human blood, and he's, like, got a backpack full of, like, Campbell's soup, and he's like, it was rough out there, babe. And you, like, throw the bag down, and, like, you're, like, dirty and shit, and you're like, oh, that was sweet of you, and you run up and kiss him, and, like, the end, or I don't know.
The end.
That's our fairy tale.
That's right.
Apparently.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
So, all right, I think we're getting to the end of this, and I think you guys know what's coming, and I'll ask you individually. If the worst has happened, there's no food left. You ate the dogs, you ate Nicola, you ate all her tomatoes and all that other shit. And you got to eat a person, but you can eat one person alive in the world today. And I'll ask you both separately. So, Jeremy, if you could eat one person alive in the world today, who would you eat and why?
All right. I think I have a pretty good answer for this. And it's for a silly reason, but I still want to do it.
Okay.
I want to eat Kim Jong-un.
What?
Because he's a chubby little fucker. And, like, he gets so pissed off. Like this is, like, super pop culture reference for right now. But, like, every time there's, like, a video on the internet of him or somebody talks about him in a movie, he threatens world war. And I want to see the face of just indignation on him when I, like, bite into this fat little dude who's, like, scourge of the world right now. That's who I want to eat, Kim Jong-un. I hope he sends me hate mail.
That is a really good answer.
Because I'm taking the dude down. I love Korean food is delicious. Bulgogi. I'll throw some kimchi on parts of it. It'll be amazing.
Wait, we have kimchi?
You know what's funny too is I would guess that, like, North Korea might be one of the safest places in the world at like the zombie apocalypse, because they got, like, they have no problem just shooting people. They shoot people normally just for shit, just cause.
Exactly. So you know he's still around.
Yeah, he's hella still around.
So I'm eating that dude.
That's awesome. Good job. All right, Denise, you can eat one person that's alive in the world today. Who you eating and why?
Okay. Do I get anything from eating them, or is it just to eat them?
Like, you don't get their powers. Like, you get to live. Like, wait, you think if you eat like Steve?
I don't know. It's like a Kirby situation. I get their powers or something. That would be awesome. And it has to wait. So is it? Is it a fictional? Can I have a fictional character,
or is it
just somebody who's...
Wait, really quickly, like, what powers are out there that you think you're going to get by eating a person? Like,
I think it would depend. I'd maybe eat somebody like a Navy SEAL or something. Get some...
And then suddenly you bulk up?
Yeah, something that I could use. Genders. I mean, why not? If it were like a fictional character, I don't know, like Wolverine or something. Get the healing ability and that fucking melee. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so it's got to be a real person. Although, I just for curiosity's sake, you're saying that the fictional person you would eat would be Wolverine?
I think so. Okay. I thought maybe Magneto, but I think I'd do Wolverine, because then I could heal.
You want his powers in that apocalyptic world?
Yeah, he'd survive. You know, can you imagine Wolverine in the apocalyptic world?
I mean, there you go.
There you go.
Would he be, like, an unlimited food source? Would you just be, like, taking bites out of him and he just...
There you go! Would I be able to eat him?
Just walk down to the cellar to get some food and you slice off a piece of his arm?
Me?
A piece of Wolverine?
Oh, man.
Okay, so a real person can be fictional. I want to eat Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Just because I don't think she should be in this world. And
to take her out?
If she's still alive and other people have died,
That's like half plastic, you realize. Yeah, like,
I could probably use that stuff, though. I could still eat her and then, like, use the plastic, use that material for something.
Like
she's like a two-parter.
Paperweight?
Yeah.
You're just wearing her fake nose as a necklace?
Upcycle her. Yeah. I could use that. Melt it into some jewelry or something. I don't know.
You know, this is actually... I might start something with this. If there is a... if that's... You know what? That's really funny. Because...
Taking out Kim K. And Kim Jong-un. Fuck Kims.
That's right.
And Kim dinner. So you guys are like... Pass the Kim, honey.
Who are you guys having for dinner? All Kim and Kim. No big deal.
Kim and Kim. Those are both great answers, and you guys have been fantastic. This is awesome. This has been fantastic. I thank you guys so much for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, actually, I don't know. I'll ask you. I don't know how to sign off the show. If you listen, I trail off, and I talk about it. I should think of a way to close the show, and I never come up with anything.
Like a slogan or something? Like,
you know, I always don't know what to say. It's like, I don't know. It's like I don't know what to do with my hands, but it's like with my mouth. I don't know how to say goodbye.
It's radio. No one can see your hand. I don't know, you need a slogan
a sign out.
Until next time, what's in your bag or something.
Oh, that's so bad though. That's so bad.
I don't know, it's not my
Alright, how about this? This is what I'll start doing. This is actually a good idea. I'll have both of you say something to close the show. You guys can close the show. I won't do it, fuck me.
Alright, so until next time, if you find yourself in an apocalyptic situation and I'm there and I tell you I need something, I definitely need it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Until next time, keep your loved ones close.
Oh. God.
That's right, folks.
That's all we got.
Thank you, guys.